Veterans looking to file a claim over a health complaint or trying to find housing or funds to pay for college often find the process to be somewhat frustrating, according to George Merrill, a service officer with the Disabled American Veterans Organization.
It's like the war at home. It doesn't matter what period it was in the back. You know, we come through combat. We come through fighting inside of our, we come from a world of order and discipline back into a world where we feel is undisciplined and out of character.
Merrill is one of the certified service officers who staff the recently opened Veterans Assistance Center, which is located at the state-owned Soldiers Home in Holyoke. He said they try to help veterans get order from the chaos they see in civilian life.
A lot of veterans file directly with the VA. The VA strings them along. That's our job for the service officers from any one of these organizations. And some of the, we're getting veterans who started with other organizations, even in our own, and met someone that favoritism. And then the hard thing was to just get them to come back again and to trust us that whatever happened then was then. Here and now, and what's the future is what's important.
Massachusetts Health and Human Services Secretary John Polanowicz said the Assistance Center is helping veterans of all ages obtain government benefits their military service entitles them to. It also provides community referrals and interaction with local veteran service agents.
What we're building here is to build on what the veteran service officers can do and really provide that one-stop shopping for our veterans.
Thomas Belton, the director of veteran services for the city of Springfield, said there is currently an overwhelming number of veterans not receiving services because of caseload backlogs and other problems.
There's never enough duplication of an effort when it comes to dealing with the veterans population, because each entity is just a little bit different, and each entity is desperately needed in this day and age.
Governor Patrick, in his proposed state budget for next year, has requested an 8.8% increase for the Department of Veterans Services, which is projected to spend $77 million this fiscal year. A spokesman said the additional funding would be directed primarily to job training, women veterans outreach, and the veterans cemeteries. Officials said existing resources will be used to pay for the new plan to reduce the number of homeless veterans to zero by the end of 2015. State Representative Aaron Vega, a Democrat, is calling for more outreach to the growing ranks of Hispanic military veterans. He said there needs to be as much attention paid to veterans' services for them as there was to recruiting Latinos into the military.
I think that a lot of Latinos, when they're younger, if they've had trouble, especially if they're from Holyoke or Springfield, they've had trouble in school and they go down a path to get into the service, we need to make sure that they know that when they come back, they're going to be able to get that education they need to get back in the workforce and that we're going to be there to provide for them, whether it's through health care, education, or housing.
Steve Como, a board member at the Soldiers Home in Holyoke, said the facility, which was once exclusively for long-term care, is branching out.
So when we're sitting with Department of Veterans Services and the secretary and the people from the VA, we're all working the same way. We're all saying, okay, this is what we can do. This is our part of it. We don't have silos. We're trying, always have tried to break down silos and to get away from, well, you need to know somebody to get up to the Soldiers Home. Those days are over.
The Soldiers Home has an outpatient dental clinic and a partnership with the Alzheimer's Association to provide early screening. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.